The order to stop accepting new clients came as a surprise to the Division of Senior and Disability Services. On June 27th, they received a letter from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, stating they were out of compliance with federal standards and that new applications would be put on hold until further notice. According to Angela Salerno, an SDS manager, the federal agency imposed the moratorium after completing a 5-day review of SDS. But she says her division hasn't been told what actions it must take to end the moratorium. So far, all they know is they will have to make changes across their entire program.
We were somewhat taken aback. It's not what we expected. We don't feel it was the kind of response that was warranted from their review. We think they may have overreacted because, in fact, it is setting up a situation in which we have concerns about the health and safety of our clients.
SDS's clients include children with complex medical needs, adults with physical or developmental disabilities, and the elderly. Salerno says the populations they serve are among the most vulnerable Alaskans.
A lot of them are folks who have had a medical crisis like, say, a stroke or an amputation. They've been in the hospital and they're coming out, and it's either a nursing home or going home.
But this moratorium will prevent any Medicaid-eligible person seeking home care from applying for those services. And Salerno says there are 1,000 people across Alaska whose applications are already in the pipeline. They, too, are now in limbo. More than 500 home care provider agencies across the state are also scrambling to figure out how to respond to the new rules. Sitka's Center for Community provides 260 clients with personal care services like respite care, chores, and help with dressing and bathing. Executive Director Connie Seip says that depending on how long the moratorium lasts, it could have a major impact on her organization.
Well, first it hurts our clients. We have to say no to people, and I know that they're going to be upset. But then for us as an agency, you know, we constantly, every day, every week, every month, lose clients. And we won't have any clients coming in the front door. So we may have find it even harder to keep our current employees because we won't have work to give them. We can't pay them if we don't have a Medicaid client to bill them to get paid for them.
But the severity of the problem for Center for Community and the Division of Senior and Disability Services will depend on how long the moratorium lasts. Again, Connie Seip.
We hope it'll be a month. We hope it'll be 2 weeks. We have no idea. And so far, the state is telling us they don't have an idea of how long it will take them to come up with a corrective plan of action that satisfies all the issues.
According to Angela Salerno, SDS has already hired a consultant to coordinate the action plan. They're sending letters to clients who may be affected by the moratorium. And her division is also working with the commissioner's office to find other sources of funding that could keep home care services going until the moratorium is lifted, whenever that turns out to be. In Sitka, I'm Shalise Haas.